And there on the tackle is number 80, Jim Crane. Crane, at 6 feet 3, 240 pounds, out of Chaparral High School, one of the local schools here in the Scottsdale area. Looks like it'll be about a yard short. Let's see where they mark it down. At about the 32.5-yard line. So Hunter could not get the first down. Make it fourth down, about a yard to go. Put it at the Scottsdale 32-yard line. And into that wind, Dixie's not going to try the field goal. Pretty stiff wind coming out of the south at one point tonight. The flag is hanging limp all of a sudden, and that has not been the case very much tonight. Dixie going to go for it. Fourth down and one. Pitch goes to the outside. Sean Hunter looks for help. Hunter will not get the first down. Will get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And so Scottsdale holds. There on the tackle, number 99 in the middle of things, Scott McGinn. Also, number 69 in there, that's Bob Edwards. Edwards and McGinn, no gain. So it'll be first down and 10 as Dixie gives up the football. Actually, a loss of a yard on the play with 12:52 left in the first quarter of play. It's first down and 10 and put it at the Scottsdale 33-yard line. Split the running backs behind quarterback Benet, Dennis Benet. The leading passer for Scottsdale. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and the Artichokes may open it up. They've been a primarily running-oriented team. Handoff goes there to number 33, Kelton Lastly. Lastly, one of the top 10 runners in the conference. Running statistics, two of the top 10 are on the Scottsdale side. Two are on the Dixie side. But only one of the two Dixie runners is here. Bob Sampson sitting back home with a knee injury and will be operated on. Up to the 35-yard line, 2-yard gain. Make it second down, 8 yards to go. Wide receivers coming to each side. To the right, to the near side, is Jeff Baker. Wide receiver to the left, two back to passes. Benet under pressure. There's a flag on the play. Benet down the sidelines. Overshoots his intended receiver. Intended out there for Jeff Baker, the 6-foot sophomore. Flag on the play. Benet overshot his man, the official, saying something to Benet. It's an encroachment call against whom? Against Dixie. So Dixie, anxious to get at the quarterback. I'm sure they'll take that one and make it second down and short yardage on that incompleted pass otherwise. 5-yard penalty coming up against Dixie. So make it second down and about 3 yards to go and put it up at the Scottsdale 40-yard line. 12-12 left in the first quarter of play. Just underway, Dixie versus Scottsdale. No score yet in this ball game. As we're just underway. On the right side, wide to the right is Baker. Wide receiver left also. And Benet, the quarterback. Movement in the backfield. Benet, I think, was expecting a quick snap. Had a little head fake. Both running backs moved. And so, moved that 5-yard penalty back. Here we go again. Make it second down and 8. And put it back at the Scottsdale 35. So, procedure call. Against Scottsdale, 5-yard penalty against the Artichokes. I'll explain to you about the Artichokes in just a few minutes and how they got that name. Wide receivers each side, plus a man flanked into the right side. Back to pass, Benet, second and long yardage, under pressure. Benet escapes one man, there's a flag on the play. Benet, in midair, is leveled at the 42-yard line. Dived at the 42, and Dennis Wildman met him head-on. There's a flag in the backfield, and let's see what we have. They're pointing against Dixie, and then Teddy Newman is pointing against Scottsdale. So we have a hold coming up against Scottsdale. At the timing of the flag, as Benet was just about trapped in his own backfield, it looked like Dixie would be the offended as opposed to the offending party. Mark off the penalty against Scottsdale. Benet took his lumps as he went into the air. Move it back to the 25-yard line on the offensive holding call. Make it second down and 18 yards to go for the Artichokes. 11:45 left in the first quarter of play. Just a reminder that the St. George Federal Credit Union is there to help you with all of your financial needs. Try the Visa debit card at the St. George Federal Credit Union. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun formation on the quarterback. Back to pass. Benet throwing to the back out of the backfield. Too much behind Kelton Lastly. Lastly, the intended receiver. Incompleted pass. First time officially that Binet has thrown the football. So make it third down, 18 yards to go at the Scottsdale 25. The key for Dixie has been on defense. The key tonight, according to Coach Croshaw, is how they do on third down situations. Right now they have Scottsdale deep in their own territory. Once again, shotgun formation. Two receivers left, two right, and back deep is Binet. Binet throwing, throwing deep, tapped by Brown, and is it received? Almost. It was tapped over the head of the intended receiver. Coming out of the from the wide position, that was Jeff Gourley. Went over the head of two Dixie defenders and almost into the hands of Richard Becerra. Becerra dived and had to go off his fingertips. It would have been first down territory if it had been completed. Mark Brown could not intercept, but he spiked it away. Back to do the punting will be Stefani. Stefani on a 4th and 18 situation. High snap. Stefani brings it down with the left foot, boots it away, gets a low driving kick, and will get a Scottsdale bounce. Picked up by Sean Hunter at the 26-yard line, goes to the 29, and that's it, a 3-yard gain. A little bit of shoving out in the middle of the field between a couple of Dixie players and a couple of Scottsdale players. The officials step in between that. So about a 3-yard return by Sean Hunter, and make it first down and 10 for Dixie with 11:14 left in the first quarter of play. First and 10. Put it at the Dixie 29-yard line. We're playing at Saguaro High School, the home of the Sabercats, and they have a great big Sabercat that's painted on the stands. It looks like the stands are half full because of this big Sabercat that's painted across the cement on the stands. Draw play goes to Glenn Evans, breaks a couple of tackles. Evans breaks another tackle. Evans has the first down. It's in the open. Drag down from behind by Ronald Gould across midfield. Evans, with pure effort, like trying to grab a bowling ball with buttered fingers sometimes. Evan is so quick and such a hard driving runner. Put it at the 45-yard line of Scottsdale. So big gain by Glenn Evans, and the running game is working. First down and 10. Scottsdale has been the toughest this year on the running game and has been statistically the weakest on the passing game. In fact, running-wise, Scottsdale has been the toughest in the league, but Dixie doing well with the running so far tonight. Handoff goes to Sean Hunter. Hunter gets a yard, and the cloud of Scottsdale artichokes hovering around him. There on the tackle is Anthony Ambrosia. Ambrosia on the tackle. So a gain of a yard on the play. Make it second down, 9 yards to go, and put it at the Scottsdale 44-yard line. And the cheerleaders start up their performance with the music going while Dixie's trying to call signals. We'll wait and see. Slot back to the right. Actually, it's the tight end, Kirk Miller, in motion right to left. Pitch goes to the tailback. Sean Hunter looks for a hole. Tripped up as he goes across the line of scrimmage. Dives, maybe gets a yard and a half on the play. So Hunter, who is the number 3 rusher in the conference, ahead of Charles Matthews, the number 4 rusher, and Matthews with Scottsdale, put it down at just inside the 43-yard line, so about a yard and a half gain. Make it third down and about 7.5 yards to go. To the right is Ron Way. To the left is Bryant Hill. I formation on the running backs, and Kirk Miller has been almost into a slot position. In motion, left to right, Miller. Back to pass. Gamble hits it to Ron Wade. Wade is stopped at the line of scrimmage, actually a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Ronald Gould, the man there, and saw that quick out coming. Loss of a yard on the play. On the completed pass to Wade, and make it fourth down and 9 coming up at the Scottsdale 44. Wade caught the football, but Ronald Gould caught Wade as soon as he caught the football. Back deep to punt will be Troy Campbell, the number 2 punter in the conference. Campbell doing an outstanding job this year. 9 minutes left in the first quarter, no score. Dixie to give up the football. The rush is on. Campbell hits it into the wind, and now the attempt of the run back will not get very far. There on the run back is Jay Johnson. Let's double check that number. Jay Johnson, not Washington. Sean Washington has been the normal return man, but Jay Johnson goes nowhere. So on the punt by Campbell, as Troy Campbell gets away a good punt, good coverage by Dixie, make it first down and 10 for Scottsdale with 8:51 left in the first quarter and put it at the Scottsdale 12-yard line. Not good field position for the Artichokes. I formation on the running back. Spinet, the quarterback, pitches to his tailback. That's Matthews on the sweep. Matthews gets across the 15, upended and down. Let's see where they mark it, at the 18 or the 19. Just across the 18-yard line. Dixie upends number 33, Matthews. Matthews on the run that time. Matthews, good size running back. 5'11", 107, that's correction. That isn't Matthews. That was Lastly. Not Matthews, Lastly. Make it second down. Put it at the 18-yard line. Out pattern with the pass. Complete. Goes to number 30. That's Richard Becerra. And Becerra is hit down immediately by Mark Brown, but it should be enough for a first down. Becerra on the reception from Benet. Enough for the first down. Put it at the 24-yard line. First down and 10 at the Scottsdale 24. And Scottsdale with their first first down of the evening. 7:55 left in the first quarter. No score between the Artichokes and the Rebels. Shotgun formation again. The snap comes to Benet. Has plenty of time. Back to pass. Trying to open up the passing offense. Benet throwing deep over the middle. Back there is Leo Austin. And Austin could not quite catch up with it. It was intended out there for one of the receivers. You try to pick one. He was either one of them was 10 yards closer to the foot to the quarterback than the pass is thrown. Jeff Baker was out there. Also out there was Jeff Gourley. And neither one of them was close. Incompleted pass. Stops the clock. Second down. 10 yards to go at the Scottsdale 24-yard line. Back into a normal set, but four receivers out. One into a slot position. Handoff goes to the lone setback. There with the run. Let's double-check the number. That's number 32, Matt Wright. Wright, the running back. So Matt Wright in there in place of Matthews. Put it at the 27-yard line, almost to the 28-yard line. So make it third down. And a short seven coming up, about 6.5 yards to go. Wide receiver left, wide receiver right, and an I formation on the running backs. Back to pass, Benet under pressure. There's the sack. Dixie sent the horses, and getting through was Rich Kafusi. Kafusi on the sack, and Benet had no hope at all. As Kafusi was the man who met him head on, two others joined him. Put it back inside the 20 and put it back near the 17-yard line. A loss of 10, fourth down, 17 yards to go, and it's a punting situation again. Stefani to do the booting. Stefani, a freshman. Two men back deep to receive. Leo Austin, the deepest of the two, but it's coming down to the shallow man, Sean Hunter, who calls for the fair catch and gives Dixie good field position at their own 44-yard line. So the punt by Stefani gets Dixie pretty good field position. 6:29 left in the first quarter of play. Make it first down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 44-yard line. Just a reminder, the Paulus Casuela is there for you in their new location on North Bluff Street, actually just off Bluff Street. Great location, great Mexican food. So for the finest, try Paulus in St. George. Wide receivers each side split the running backs. This time send Glenn Evans in motion. Mike Gamble throwing deep over the outside to Anthony Savage. Incomplete, into and out of his hands. Back there on the coverage was Ronald Gould. And Savage was there, had it into his hands, just couldn't hang on to it. Gould got a hand up to bother him. Gould being picked on in his first game back since the injury. It may, come to think of it, it may be an eligibility question, as I recall now, that Gould had. But he is definitely eligible now. Wide receivers on each side. In motion now is the running back, Glenn Evans. Back to pass, Gamble. Gamble being pressured, sets up the screen pass. He has it complete, but it will not go anywhere to the tight end. Kirk Miller, loss on the play. Miller is leveled as he got the football, and there is a flag on the play afterwards. So it may be an unsportsmanlike conduct call coming up. Anthony Ambrosia is the man who leveled Miller. So the pass complete to Miller, but it's complete back to the 37-yard line. A loss of 7 yards on the play. So it'll be third down and 17 yards coming up, except for the dead ball penalty. So march off 15-yard penalty against Scottsdale, break for Dixie. First down and 10. Or will it be? No, it will be third. First down. They're going to mark that as a first down from the point. It seems strange, but they're going to call it a first down. First down and 10. It looks like it was not enough for the first down, but put it at the Scottsdale 48-yard line. Evans in motion. Handoff goes to Sean Simpson in there. Simpson churning, gets across the 45-yard line, down near the 43-yard line on a burst. Sean Simpson, the new ball carrier in there. On the tackle is Bob Edwards. Getting off the bottom of the stack for Scottsdale is Joe Dorme. So a gain of 5 down to the Scottsdale 43-yard line as Sean Simpson into the lineup. Second down, 5 yards to go. To the right, Bryant Hill. To the left, Ron Way. A couple of St. George natives, actually transplant to become St. George natives. Went to St. George High School, was born in other areas. In motion, Glenn Evans. Hands it off to Sean Simpson. Simpson has the first down, struggling, swirling, and whirling, and finally gets inside the 35. It will be marked at the 35, it looks like, not to the 34. Simpson has the first down, so Dixie doing well with the run. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Scottsdale 35-yard line. No score yet. 5:21 left in the first quarter of play, but Dixie has been able to move the football. Scottsdale has struggled. Wide to the right is Anthony Savage. To the left is Bryant Hill. Brad Christensen had a question apparently for the quarterback and was a little late getting set at the line. Gamble handoff goes to the running back Simpson. Simpson gets 4 yards down to the 31-yard line. Dropped there by Jim Crane. Crane on the tackle. Also in there is Edwards. And number 62, John Norling. So on the carry, Simpson gets it down to the 31-yard line. Make it second down. 6 yards to go. Second and 6 at the Scottsdale 31-yard line. 4:35 left in the first quarter of play. No score yet. Hill to the right. To the left is Ron Wade and split the running backs. In motion is Glenn Evans. Movement on the left side. There has to be a flag. Pitch goes outside to Sean Simpson. The whistle blew apparently immediately. Simpson on that pitch just had it go dead. And the man on the left side, that's Kelly Curtis, jumped a little too soon, so it'll be a procedure penalty against Dixie. 5-yard penalty. So take back that 4-yard gain and subtract another one. Make it second down and 11 and put it back at the Scottsdale 36-yard line. Dixie anxious to have this victory. They need one. Dixie, really, if they want to have a hope for a title, league title, has to beat one of the leaders on the road. And Scottsdale, one of the three co-leaders in the conference right now. Back to pass, Gamble steps into the pocket, has some time, overshoots his man, gets it into the hands of Savage, and they say, no, Savage was in midair, didn't get his feet down. There, apparently Savage, and now Savage is going to get hit with a 15-yard penalty. Sean Washington, there on the tackle, and as Savage got up, gave Washington a shove right in front of the official, and that'll be a 15-yarder against Dixie. So the incompleted pass, it was into the hands of Savage, but he came down outside beyond the sideline, so it's an incompleted pass. Personal foul against Savage on a dead ball foul. So instead of a third down and 11, make it third down and 26 yards to go. And march it off. And Savage cost Dixie 15 yards that time. After he almost had the reception enough for, well, it would have been close to a first down. 15-yard penalty. Move it back to the 49-yard line from the 36, the Dixie 49. So Dixie now on their own side of the field. Third down, 26 yards to go. Wide to the right is Hill. To the left is Wade. Gamble had enough time. Threw the pass over the head of one receiver, but right into the hands of Savage, who was just beyond the sidelines by the time he came down. Gamble throwing deep down the sidelines. There's Hill, just beyond his fingertips. Hill would have had it at about the 13-yard line, but couldn't reach far enough. Out there on the coverage was Alden Pierce. Pierce and Hill on a pattern right down the sidelines. Hill starting to put some daylight between himself and Pierce. And just missed on that reception. Fourth down, 26 yards to go at the Dixie 49. No score yet, and we're in the first quarter of play. 4 minutes left. Back to do the kicking is Troy Campbell on a putting situation. Back deep to receive is Jay Johnson. The kick going away from where Johnson was standing. Johnson takes it at the 10, gets to the 15, and is leveled at the 18-yard line. A lot of emotion in this game. Dixie wants it. So does Scottsdale. They'd like to stay undefeated under rookie coach Dave Haight. Put it at the 18-yard line. So an 8-yard return by Jay Johnson. Make it first down and 10 at the Scottsdale 18. And Scottsdale, with 3:51 left in the first quarter, trying to get their first score. Split the running backs behind Dennis Binet, the quarterback. And two receivers will come to the right. Baker will be one, and it looks like the other one will be Becerra. Richard Becerra, the sophomore from Dobson High School. Split the running backs behind Binet. Binet on the quarterback option turns upfield. Binet gets 3 yards down to the 21. Not really hit that hard as he got upfield. Knocked off balance more than anything else. So Binet on the run gets to the 21-yard line. Make it second down, 7 yards to go for Scottsdale. Dixie Trophy in St. George offers those beautiful sandstone trophies. So if you'd like a trophy for your organization or for just that special someone, check with Dixie Trophy in St. George. Slant the running backs and split them wide behind Binet. Handoff goes to Matt Wright. Wright on the carry. Gets up near the 25-yard line and flags everywhere. And apparently it's between Brown and a Scottsdale player. And it may be Brown that's given another 15-yard penalty. Brown going nose-to-nose with a Scottsdale player. And flags thrown all over the place. And let's see if we have another personal foul. And it will be chopped off against Dixie. So Wright got it up to the 26-yard line, and then the 15-yard penalty against Brown. So one penalty cost Dixie, and this one, Brown, gives Scottsdale. This is a gift from the Rebels to the Artichokes, and gift wrapped. Put it at the Scottsdale 39-yard line, and a first and 10 for Scottsdale. Two receivers right, one left, and split the running backs behind Binet. The emotions are high. And why they're this high this early is a little strange to understand at this point. Long count by Binet, a quarterback. Fake the handoff to the one running back, right, coming from the other side, right side, on the a little trap block. Could not get away. And Dixie got through there. Right, a gain of a yard. Put it down at the 40-yard line. So Matt Wright on the carry. Dixie cannot afford to give away yards by way of penalty. Not against a team that is undefeated and playing on their home field. Second down, 9 yards to go. Put it just across the Scottsdale 40. And Scottsdale slowly getting some decent field position. One receiver left, a spot left, and two receivers back right. Binet under pressure. Binet throws the pass, and it will dump short. The pressure by Dixie. Teddy Newman getting through there and was right on the heels of Binet, and Binet dumped it short, way short, intended out there for Baker, if you wanted to stretch your imagination. Brian Zanzuki was also out there, but farther down the field than Baker, so an incompleted pass. Make it third down, 9 yards to go, and put it at the Scottsdale 40. Key down again, that third down for Dixie. Into the lineup comes Kelton Lastly. Lastly spells his name L-A-S-L-E-Y. And coming out is Ronald Boyd. Split the running backs, wide receivers on each side. Fake the handoff. Binet gets away from one tackler. Throws the pass. It looked like it was partially deflected, but it is complete for the first down. On the left side, it goes to, let's check, Zanzuki. With the reception, and Leo Austin with the tackle. Binet almost decked in his own backfield, able to squirm away, and has a first and 10 and put it at the Dixie 46-yard line. So from Binet to Zanzuki, on the pass completion. And suddenly, Scottsdale in Dixie territory. Handoff goes into the backfield, or the pitch back goes to Charles Matthews. Matthews, the leading rusher for Scottsdale, gets to the 45-yard line, maybe to the 44. Give him a couple of yards. As he gets that football, begins running and shaking his shoulders, throwing head fakes as he runs. They get second down, 8 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 44. Wide left is Baker. Wide to the right is Anzuki. With the running backs, as Matthews is out. Second down, 8 yards to go. Binet fakes the draw. Binet from behind will be leveled by Dennis Wildman. Wildman came from the outside and did the blindside job on Binet. Back across midfield. Nobody able to pick up Wildman from the right side. Put it back at the 44-yard line. And Binet will have aches and pains because of that one. So the sack goes to Wildman. Dixie makes it third down. Put it back at the Scottsdale 44-yard line. From the Dixie 44 to the Scottsdale 44. And a shotgun formation. Back to pass is Binet rolling to the left. Having some time throwing deep to the left side. Dixie back there. So Scottsdale, the pass deflected and dropped. Back there, Baker had a hand on it. Two Dixie defenders. Leo Austin and Darren Lambert also got hands on it. And when you had six hands going after one football, it was bound to fall. A trailing receiver almost was in position to catch a deflected football for a reception. Richard Becerra was back there also. So Binet, from that shotgun, gave it a shot. And the gun misfired, but not by much. Punting situation. Stefani on a fourth down at the Scottsdale 44. Standing inside his own 30. Puts it high and not very deep. And it will get a Scottsdale bounce. Inside the 10, inside the 5. It's still rolling. It will be down to the 3-yard line. So Stefani went it high and then got the Scottsdale bounce. And so Stefani with a good punt. Dixie let it go. And put it not at the 3, but at the 4-yard line. So with 34 seconds left in the first quarter, Dixie takes over. First down and 10. Put it at their own 4, and suddenly Dixie without much in the way of field position. So make it big loss on the play that time. Dixie not in the best of field position. No score yet. First quarter of play. Seconds left. But the running backs behind Gamble and Scottsdale is going to load up the defense. Now backing away, handoff, fake the handoff. Gamble on the keep, gets up to the 6-yard line, dives forward. Gamble looked like he was going to hand the football off and then just turned upfield. Got a couple of yards, no, give him one. Dives and got to the 5-yard line. So second down, 9 yards to go. Second down and 9. With 12 seconds left in the first quarter of play, Dixie may not be able to get away another play before the end of the first quarter of play. No score, Dixie and Scottsdale. Wide left, Johnny Brown into the lineup for the first time. And to the right is Bryant Hill. That's the end of the first quarter. No score, Dixie and Scottsdale back in 60 seconds.
Oh, I ran out of checks again.
Carol, haven't you heard about the Visa debit card at the St. George Federal Credit Union?
What's that?
It's easy. Instead of writing a check, you use the Visa debit card. It draws from your checking account. There's no interest charge and never a checking account service fee.
Visa debit checking card? Maybe I should check it out.
And while you're at it, ask about their smart savings account. You get up to 10.5% interest. And there's no time restrictions.
Why, that's everything I need. St. George Federal Credit Union, that's for me.
Cafco Petroleum of Cedar City and the C-Mart convenience stores in Mesquite, St. George, at the Hilton, and at each of the 3 I-15 exits of Cedar City, along with the C-Mart store in Circleville, are pleased and proud to be part of the Dixie College football sponsorship. Enjoy the game and enjoy the convenience of the C-Mart stores, too. Check them for fast, convenient service for gasoline, snacks, and groceries.
You're listening to Rebel Football on FM 93, KZEZ, St. George.
Second quarter, Dixie second down and 9 at their own 5-yard line. Handoff goes to Let's double-check Sean Simpson, it looks like. Simpson, no, correction, 22, Glenn Evans. And Evans up across the 15-yard line, has the big hole and has the first down. And suddenly, Dixie, with the burst from Glenn Evans. Evans, who was injured and not able to play very much in the last two ball games, back and feeling good. I asked him just prior to the game, how do you feel? And he said, great. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 19-yard line. And if that run is any indication, he is. Split the running backs. Here comes the blitz. Back to pass by Gamble. Gamble slips, goes down, touches the football down. But no call there. They finally let him scramble and fall at the 10-yard line. So Dixie may have had a break. It looked like Gamble touched the football down, trying to get his balance back near the 7-yard line. As he tried to roll out of the pocket, finally they ruled down at the 9-yard line, so a loss of 10 yards, second down and 20. Put it back at the 9-yard line. No score, Dixie and Scottsdale. ...yard line of Scottsdale. So Villa Verde on a good run. Began near the 25. Make it first down and 10 at the Scottsdale 45. Benet, back to pass. Under pressure, throws the pass. Coming to Jay Baker out of the backfield. Has the first down, pushed out of bounds by Mark Brown. Baker, swinging out of the backfield, got the pass reception, and it'll be first down. Clock stops with 53 seconds left. So Benet to Baker, and that's the touchdown combination. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 38-yard line. So a big gain by Baker. Benet doing a good job of passing the football. Not really considered among the top 10 statistically in terms of passing percentage. Pitch goes to Charles Matthews to the outside, and Matthews hit once by Mark Brown, stays on his feet, and then is dropped by Teddy Newman. Then Newman and Brown helped Matthews to his feet. Looked like Dixie was going to gather around after a, looked to be a potential fumble, but Matthews lost on the play. Put it at the Dixie 40. Clock running with 29 seconds left. Second down. Back to pass. Benet has some time. Throws the pass. Short. Out there on the coverage, Leo Austin had the best shot at it. Intended out there for Becerra, Richard Becerra. Incompleted pass by Benet. Make it second down, or third down, I should say, and 12 yards to go at the Dixie 40-yard line. 22 seconds left in the half. Dixie does not want to allow another score before the half. They'd like to have that touchdown and field goal cushion. Two receivers left. Scottsdale trying to cut the margin with 22 seconds left. Back, Benet. Dixie putting some pressure on the pass. Thrown short. Intended for Villaverde. Coming out of the backfield, and Benet just dropped it short. Villaverde was there. The pass just never got to him. Fourth down, 12 yards to go at the Dixie 40. Will Scottsdale go for it with 18 seconds left? Go for the first down or not? Fourth down, 12 yards to go. It's a little beyond the kicking range. Richard Benet wants a timeout to talk about it. Let's take a quick 30-second break. 17-7, Dixie out in front, back in 30.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
Field goal attempt. Dugan will let fly, and it'll be a 57-yard attempt. Put it at the 47-yard line. It's worth a shot anyway. The kick will fall way short. We'll skip through the end zone, but it'll be way short, and so Dixie will take over on the 57-yard attempt. Will be no good by Dugan with 12 seconds left. Dixie takes over first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 40-yard line. Do you just hang on to the football, or do you risk going after another score? That's the question. You may be able to get a couple of plays. Gamble. How much of a riverboat gambler are you going to be? Now, Greg Croshaw has been known to be that. Do you go for a little more and risk the interception? In motion, Kirk Miller. Back to pass, Gamble. Miller may have turned upfield a little early. The pass to the sidelines intended for Hill, too big, and Hill couldn't hang on to it. 7 seconds left. Incomplete pass as Gamble went for it to make it second down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 40. And Dixie with a 17-7 lead just before the end of the first half. The Rebels with a better performance. The offense has spent much more time on the field this half than they did against Phoenix. 7 seconds left. And apparently a timeout will be called by Dixie. 17-7. Dixie with the lead. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff.
7 seconds left. Dixie still might have a chance for a couple of plays. 5 seconds went off the clock that time. Wide to the left is Ron Way. To the right is Bryant Hill. Dixie with a 17-7 lead. Not really enjoying it yet. Scottsdale's too good a ball club to enjoy just a 10-point lead. Back to pass. Gamble had a little problem on the snap. Throwing deep over the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Just what Dixie did not want to have take place. Coming back the other way is Scottsdale and getting a little bit of a run on it. That should end the half. The pass was intercepted, and Glenn Evans made the saving tackle. On the interception, Rodney O'Gwynn grabbed it near the 25-yard line as the pass was underthrown. Got it clear back to the Dixie 42, and that's the way to end the first half. Dixie with a 17-7 lead over Scottsdale. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll be back, recap the action, and have a special guest back in 90.
Oh, I ran out of checks again.
Carol, haven't you heard about the Visa debit card at the same...
back to the 37-yard line on the sack. And getting through there was number 42, Derek Marshall, along with Smith. Marshall leading the way on the sack. So with 10:39 left, make it fourth down, put it back at the Scottsdale 37, and Campbell to do the punting. Back deep to receive will be Jay Johnson, and you can bet Campbell's going to try to cue shot this one inside the five someplace and out of bounds. The snap, the kick, it's aimed towards the far side. It will scoot into the end zone, will be a touchback. Campbell trying to put a little English on it, instead got a little Spanish because it went right towards the border and went straight south on the punt. So it'll be a first and 10 situation. Back to the 20-yard line, and Scottsdale will take over. So Dixie moves the football but can't get that deep against Scottsdale. Scottsdale with a couple of blitzes stopped Hunter and then sacked Gamble. So with 10:09 left in the third quarter, first down and 10 at the Scottsdale 20. Binet, the quarterback. Wide receivers each side, long count. Handoff goes to Matthews. Matthews has a big hole, then has it closed, and then opens it up again across the 27, down near the 28-yard line. See where they mark it, 27 or 28, just short of the 28. And so Matthews on the gain. Good runner. Second down. About 2.5 yards to go, and put it just short of the 28-yard line. Matthews, 6 feet, 185 pounds, but has long legs. Has a long stride. Put the running back. Looks like Matt Wright's in there with Matthews and not Kelton Lashley. This time, two receivers left, one right. Handoff goes to Matthews. Matthews has the first down, bullying his way forward. So make it a first down and 10. Put it across the 30-yard line up near the 33. And the officials will mark it at the 33-yard line. Matthews with the big gain that time. Dixogas in St. George is ready to help you with your winter needs, heating needs, for all of your propane needs. Check with Dixogas. And when it comes next spring, check on lawn care. Check through Dixogas. They have a service for you, too. Jay Baker, wide to the right, wide receiver left. Eye formation on the running backs, and more, Scottsdale's gone to Matthews. They go again, and Matthews gets 2 yards and rolls forward for another yard. Matthews just keeps on churning. On the year, Matthews averaging 85 yards a game. Put it at the 36-yard line. Nope, right at the 30, just across the 36-yard line. So make it second down. And about 7 to go after the gain by Matthews. 8:47 left in the third quarter. Dixie leading 17-7. All of the scoring in the second quarter so far. Draw play goes to Matthews. Matthews will be wrapped up, and the man who did the job there for Dixie is Stu Johnson. Stu Johnson got a big arm out, enough to slow Matthews down, and then got some help. There on the help for Dixie was, it looked like, Teddy Newman. Let me double check. I thought I saw number 72 there, but that isn't right. That's McBride. It was Newman, number 73. So no gain. In fact, maybe a loss on a play. Make it third down and 8. Back at this Scottsdale 35. Binet under pressure. Fakes once, fakes twice. Dixie lets him loose, and the pass deflected. Almost into the hands of Mark Brown. I don't see a receiver out there. Apparently, there was supposed to be a receiver down the sidelines. Either that or Binet was throwing at one of the assistant coaches for Dixie. It looked like Hal Norton was closer to it than anyone else, and he has the red shirt. Incompleted pass. So Dixie will force the punt. Fourth down, 8 yards to go. Put it at the Scottsdale 35. 8:04 left in the third quarter, and Dixie's defense doing a good job so far. Helped give Dixie the lead, then set up the field goal. And has stopped Scottsdale here. Fourth down, the snap. The punt by Stefani. High, and a fair catch called for, and will be grabbed by Dixie's Leo Austin. Leo got the catch at about the 29-yard line, just inside the 29-yard line. So the punt, good by Stefani. And with 7:57 left in the third quarter, Dixie takes over, first down and 10. Put it at the just across the 28-yard line of Dixie, not quite to the 29. First down and 10. New set. Tight end, Kirk Miller into a slot position. Wide receivers each side, and in motion now this time is Miller. Pitch goes to the outside to Sean Hunter. Hunter trying to turn upfield. Hunter will spin around. Hunter still on his feet, gets a yard, maybe two. Hunter getting slowed down as Scottsdale goes after Sean Hunter. Hunter, not that much power. He's more the flea out there, or the gnat. He just goes around, bounces from one place to another. Make it a yard gain and not quite to the 30-yard line. Make it second down and 9 yards to go, just across the 29. Anthony Savage out to the left and to the right. It looks like Bryant Hill in motion is Kirk Miller again. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans into the middle of that line, and Scottsdale starting to close some holes. Evans across the 30 may have gotten to the 32-yard line. There on the tackle was Anthony Smith, along with Edwards. Also in there on the tackle is number 60, Robert Lee. So Evans gets a couple of yards. Put it across the 31, almost to the 32-yard line. They get third down, about 7 yards to go. 6:52 left in the third quarter. Dixie with a 17-7 lead. Kirk Miller in motion. Back to pass. Gamble steps back one step and then drills it. Incomplete. Almost intercepted. Intended for Hill. Stepping in front of it was Robert Lee, and the young man from Saguaro High School, used to this field, almost had the interception. Instead dropped it. Incomplete pass. Fourth down, 7 yards to go at the Dixie 31. Hill had a foot around the ankle as soon as Lee had his hands on it. So Dixie not controlling the football very long this time and forced to the punt. Troy Campbell to do the booting. Back deep to receive will be Jay Johnson. The snap and Campbell with a kick. A rush put on by Scottsdale. The kick coming down to Johnson at the 33-yard line. Gets up to the 38 and then is wrestled down. James Turner in on the tackle. Also in on the tackle is Andy Brown. Also in there was Ephraim Tail. So Ephraim Tail also in there on the tackle. And it'll be first down and 10 for Scottsdale. Not bad field position. Put it at the Scottsdale 39. So it's about a 6 yard run back. First and 10 for Scottsdale with 6:35 left in the third quarter. Two receivers left, one right. Matthews in that backfield, gets the handoff, gets the hole. Matthews has some running room and then has it closed down as Rick Wilson gets there. Matthews still able to get close to 6 yards on the play. And see if they mark it at the 5 or 6 yard gain mark. And it looks like it'll be, well, there's one official standing at the 45. The other one standing at the 44, and they'll place it at the 45. So a 6 yard gain by Matthews. Make it second down, 4 yards to go, and put it at the Scottsdale 45-yard line. A fast-moving third quarter, but no scoring yet. We had a non-scoring first quarter, and then everything broke loose in the second quarter, and the 17-7 margin the Dixie has developed then. Binet throws the pass, has it complete in the middle of everybody. Enough for the first down and into Dixie territory. There is Jay Baker with the reception. Put it inside the 45 of Dixie. Mark it almost to the 40-yard line. Mark it to the 41. So Binet on the pass to Baker makes it first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 41-yard line. Jones Paint and Glass in St. George is the place to go for you to get the help you need for home repairs. Remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Wide receivers, one on each side, I formation, handoff goes to Matthews, and Matthews will barely get back to the line of scrimmage, but may have had enough momentum to get a little bit beyond that. He was met at the line of scrimmage. Let's see where he stretched out to. Matthews went in low into that defensive line. People huddled around him. Dennis Wildman gets up limping. Make it almost a 2 yard gain, so make it second down and 8 yards to go. As Matthews stopped at the line of scrimmage but kept driving forward. Went in low, and that's the secret. Second down and 8. Put it at the Dixie 39 and Scottsdale threatening. 5:05 left in the third quarter, 17-7. Dixie with a lead, but Scottsdale starting to move the football. Binet hands off to Matt Wright. Big hole right, and Wright has the first down, down to the 30-yard line. Leo Austin on the tackle. Stu Johnson out there on the tackle, but put it at the 30, and that's enough for the first down. Matt Wright, who had the fumble that set up Dixie's field goal, now gets it first down and 10. put it at the Dixie 30-yard line in Scottsdale with their best drive of the second half. Concerted drive, wide to the left. New receiver in there. Looks to be Frank Tedesco. Wide receiver right is Jay Baker. Long count at the line of scrimmage by Benet. Looking for the pass. Benet under pressure. Benet gets away from one tackler. Will not get away from two and three. Now throws the pass as he's about to go down. Still threw the pass. Coming back was Jay Baker and almost got the pass reception anyway. Dixie wrapping three sets of arms around Benet, and Benet would not go down. Finally got the pass out. Incompleted pass. Wildman and Newman there, and the clock stops with 4:29 left. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 30. Second and 10. Wide to the left is Tedesco. To the right, looks to be Baker. Also number 30 is Richard Becerra. With the running backs, back to pass Benet. Has some time. Throws over the middle. Complete to Baker. Touchdown! Baker cut over the middle. Got behind Darren Lambert. Got the pass. Benet gets the touchdown. And Scottsdale back in the ball game. With 4:22 left in the third quarter, Scottsdale made it look easy that time as they had the pass over the middle to Baker. Beautiful pass by Benet. Under pressure, Dixie just a split second late in getting to Benet. Baker to do the holes. Dugan to attempt a point after. It's 17-13, Dixie with the lead. High snap. The kick is up. Dugan hits it. Make it 17-14 with 4:22 left in the third quarter. Scottsdale on his way back. Back in 60.
For you, there's only one way to paint. Because you really care about what you do. So, for you, we make only one quality of paint. Our best. Pittsburgh paints. It always goes on smoothly, covers beautifully, and stays beautiful for years and years. It's the paint that makes painting worth the effort.
National sale prices at Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Pittsburgh paints.
Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff.
17-14 now. Dixie with a narrow three-point lead, and that field goal looking big now. Dugan drives it into and out of the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 at the 20-yard line on the touchback. Dugan let fly with the foot. So first down and 10 for Dixie at their own 20-yard line. And Dixie with a narrow three-point lead saw Scottsdale come back and get the touchdown. Scottsdale moving the football. Got the touchdown on a second down and 10 situation with a pass over the middle to Baker. Dixie now with a narrow three-point lead over Scottsdale. Scottsdale undefeated in their first two games. Dixie trying to win one at Scottsdale. It's not going to be easy. In motion, Glenn Evans back to pass Gamble. Under pressure, throws the pass. Is it intercepted? It is. Taken away from Ron Wade. Wade was there, jumping in front of Wade and grabbing the pass is number two, Sean Washington. Washington, who is the leading pass interceptor for Scottsdale, grabs it at the 31-yard line. And it was not a case of the pass not being on line to Ron Wade. And Wade almost got it back. Washington almost dropped the football, but caught it just before it hit the turf. Caught it around his ankles and hung on. So with 4:15, suddenly the defense is back out on the field. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 31, and Scottsdale threatening to take the lead. I formation on the running backs. Long count by Dennis Benet. Dixie's defense being called upon a lot. Charles Matthews has it inside the 30. Down near the 28-yard line. There on the tackle is David Stoder. Stoder on the tackle. Also in there, Howard Reeve, and also in there, Stu Johnson. Three-yard gain by Charles Matthews. And so Sean Washington giving Scottsdale big life. Second down, 7 yards to go. And it makes you wonder if that pass interception right before the end of the first half gave Scottsdale some hope. The pass complete. Close to a first down. Hit by David Stoder. And the pass is complete to number 30, Richard Becerra. And the official will mark it down where he rolled to, which is the 19-yard line. Enough for the first down. The quick look-in pass to Becerra. And make it first down and 10. And Scottsdale, at least within field goal range, as Chris Dugan has done so very well kicking tonight. Dixie's defense trying to stop Scottsdale. Wide receiver right is Tedesco. Handoff goes to Matthews. Big hole Matthews. Matthews has some running room, needs a block, and is leveled at the 5-yard line. Mark Brown grabbed him up high. And down inside the 5, down near the 4, Matthews looking for the block and almost got away. But Mark Brown is the man who saved that touchdown. Make it first and goal, though, and put it at the Dixie 4. So Scottsdale exploding here in the third quarter as Dixie, on a what looked to be a good pass, floated to Reed, to Wade. Sean Washington picked it off in the Scottsdale defense, giving the Artichokes a chance to take the lead. In motion, one receiver pitch goes to Kelton Lasley, and Lasley is going to be drilled behind the line of scrimmage. There on the tackle, let's check and see if that is Dennis Wildman. It is. Lasley in there. Got the pitch. Trying to sweep to the right, and it'll be second and goal, and the loss clear back to the 9-yard line. 2:29 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie's defense trying to stop Scottsdale following Scottsdale's pass interception. So Dixie controlled the football for the first series of downs, then turned it over after 4 plays, then turned it over after 1 play. Back to pass. This is Benet under pressure. Benet gets away, throws the pass, intercepted by Dixie. Coming back the other way is Leo Austin at the 30, at the 35. Austin looking for a block. Austin may go all the way. Austin will go all the way, intercepted at the 1-yard line, and goes 99 yards for the touchdown. Leo Austin. No flags upfield. Leo Austin just stepped in front as Benet got some pressure. The pass was online to a defender, and Leo Austin turns things around with a minute 53 left. Caught it actually at the goal line. We'll have to check the films later. It was either at the goal line or just at the 1-yard line. Let's give him the 100-yard return. Or do you want to give him 99? He was close. Leo Austin with the pass interception. And it's a touchdown, 23-14 for Dixie. And with the point after, Tim Wagstaff. Everything going Scottsdale's way until Leo Austin gets the pass interception. The pass kick is up and good. Wagstaff makes a 24-14 Dixie with a minute 53 left in the third quarter, back in 60.
Oh, I ran out of checks again.
Carol, haven't you heard about the Visa debit card at the St. George Federal Credit Union?
What's that?
It's easy. Instead of writing a check, you use the Visa debit card. It draws from your checking account. There's no interest charge and never a checking account service fee.
Visa debit checking card? Maybe I should check it out.
And while you're at it, ask about their smart savings account. You get up to 10.5% interest. And there's no time restrictions.
Why, that's everything I need. St. George Federal Credit Union, that's for me.
There's fun and excitement in the air as the Dixie College Rebels go at it again. Capco Petroleum is proud to help make these exciting broadcasts possible for your enjoyment. Your Stop and Shop convenience store at 800 East St. George Boulevard is also joining Capco in this endeavor, as is Ernie's Station next door to the Burger King on 900 East St. George Boulevard. Enjoy the game and enjoy the service found at these businesses that support your team.
Consensus is Leo Austin went 100 yards, caught it right at the goal line, took the touchdown pass away, and made it a touchdown pass interception. The point after was good by Wagstaff and make it 24-14. And how quickly things change. Dixie's defense has given Dixie a cushion again. So Dixie living on the defense right now, but the offense showing some signs periodically, not so much here in the third quarter, although they moved the ball well in the first series of downs. Dixie wants a timeout for just a minute while they reconstruct the team here for a little bit, trying to count noses and see what they want to do with it. 24-14. Let me remind you that we'll just pick up a few scores, shall we? We mentioned earlier, Snow defeated Eastern Arizona 28-21. Idaho over Nevada Reno 25-21. This just in, Utah defeats Texas El Paso 55-19, and Utah is still undefeated. Arkansas 45, New Mexico State 13 at the end of three quarters. Pacific shutting out Utah State 12-0. Big Sky Conference play, Boise State over Montana State 58-21. Final, Colorado defeats Arizona 14-13, and at the half, Arizona State 17, Southern Cal 10. So some big games around the country. And here at Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, make it 24-14. Dixie out in front after it looked like Scottsdale was going to take the lead. And Dixie with a big pass interception. Two pass interceptions for touchdowns tonight. One by Mark Brown, a 58-yarder. One by Leo Austin. A 100-yard touchdown return after the pass interception. And Leo, whose twin brother Leon is redshirting this year at the University of Hawaii, has something to write to the islands about. Take that, brother. Yes. To do the kicking, Mike Tuller. Back deep to receive, Sean Washington on the far side. It looks to be Jay Johnson on the near side. The kick by Tuller will be high.